Welcome to the Sandals Palmcast. Sandals Resorts are the experts at crafting five-star luxury escapes throughout the Caribbean. Our award-winning Palmcast takes you inside our Caribbean playground with exclusive insights and stories you don't want to miss. Come explore the future of luxury-included travel and the best of the Caribbean. So kick up your feet, get some shade. This is the Sandals Palmcast. Welcome to another episode of the Sandals Palmcast. In this appetizing episode, we've got Luc Matteau that's taking us on a culinary journey. Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines, food, beverage, the innovation takes center stage there. Dive into brand new experiences, traditional flavors meet innovative techniques. You can discover how Sandals is revolutionizing the all-inclusive dining experience, farm-to-table initiatives. They showcase local produce, of course, cutting-edge culinary trends that are making waves across this new and latest and greatest property. Whether you're a food aficionado or simply love to indulge in new flavors, this episode is really going to be for you. We have a lot to unpack today with the culinary creativity and everything that defines Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Welcome to the Palmcast.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Luc, it's awesome to have you. We also have joining us, Michael Martinson is here and David Thomas is here as well. I want you guys each individually to introduce yourselves to the Palmcast listeners. Tell them what you do.
Hi, this is David Thomas. I am the culinary director for the product development team. I work with food and beverage and support to help elevate and work through the culinary concepts of the new restaurants on property.
Hello, Michael Martinson here. I am the director of food and beverage for the product innovation team. I assist with concepting restaurants, beverage programs, and then working alongside everybody else to really put together the story of what we're trying to give our guests.
And Luc Matteau, Vice President of Food and Beverage Product Innovation on the product development team. So I'd like to just have fun, make friends, and bring amazing experiences to everyone. There's so many great things in the Caribbean. We want to showcase it to all of our guests.
Well, take us to the beginning. We'll start with you, Luc. What's the first thing that guests should know about Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines as far as food and beverage is concerned? And what's the story driving that experience?
What's great about here in Sandals or just St. Vincent and the Grenadines in general is we're the first major resort coming here. So this is really pioneering for not only the all-inclusive industry, but pretty much resorts coming to the mainland of St. Vincent. So it's sort of this untouched land where a lot of guests aren't experienced to come here. It's almost a blank slate with the nicest people, vibrant, lush landscaping, and just really fresh, some seasonal, some year-round ingredients that some of the other islands don't get.
Now, you guys have been known for immersing yourselves in the local culinary experience. I don't know who's best to answer this question, but I'll let all of you guys kind of dive into this one. How have those explorations influenced the menu as it pertains to St. Vincent and the Grenadines and this latest property?
The most exciting part of the adventure started with the immersion of the island and really just, you know, driving around, experiencing different local restaurants, talking to the people, finding out, you know, the cool little spots in the different towns around the island, and getting a better understanding of the type of product that's used here, what grows here, you know, what kind of dishes did everyone grow up with, and telling those stories through the food. So we did a pretty immersive deep dive into trying to find as much of that as possible. And we definitely came away with a lot of extremely exciting opportunities and flavors and dishes, things that we want to help to recreate and tell the story of the island through the food and beverage here.
It's really inspiring. Like everyone that you meet here is just so positive, so friendly, and they just want to share what great things that they have from Hiruna, the land of the blessed, which is the local name for the island, for St. Vincent.
How long does that process take? I mean, I'm sure you guys have been working on this for literally months. Is it years? And how much research is really going into this? Are you literally just going around to various places? Talk about the process.
So Sandals St. Vincent has been in the works for years. This department has been around for about 2.5 years. And this project was already on our plate when it started. So there's been diving in and research done about 2.5 years, if not longer. And then more recently in the last year, really doing some deep diving, coming in, you know, like, and you know, meeting with the seafood purveyor. They're taking it. We're not just going there and meeting with them, but then they're taking us to the fishermen, the fishing villages, you know, really learning what the seasons are for each of the fish, because they've been doing a lot of studies on it recently as far as just what time of year the schools come in. And then, you know, going to the different islands has been fantastic, whether, you know, for culinary ingredients or cocktail ingredients. It's just there's just a wealth here. So the deep dive, there's also going to the Central Market in Kingstown, which is daily, but the best time to go is on a Saturday morning. That's when it's definitely the most full as far as product is concerned. And it's just really vibrant. Like we said, just the people are so nice. So just walking, you know, through the city, through the markets, everyone's just welcoming. You're driving down the road and you see a fruit stand and there's a fruit or a vegetable that you've never seen before or never tasted before, you've only heard of. And you can pull over and they'll, you know, a wax apple. What's a wax apple? Well, cool. Though that's a wax apple. I've heard of it. I've never seen one. They cut it open, give you a taste. You know, obviously, you know, it's, you want to support the local community and you get, you know, you want to buy some, but it's really fun just really tasting and exploring through all that.
Exotic and different for sure.
Just to elaborate a little bit more, it's constantly evolving, right? As we're working side by side with the locals now, you know, we're still learning from them every day. And that's really the fun part, is that we really do dive more into the culture itself and really learn a lot from them. And then we really take their ideas and we're inspired by them and really fine tune what their history is in food and beverage.
Michael, David, and Luke all joining us here on the Sandals Palmcast, all about St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Can you highlight some of these new dining concepts that guests are going to experience for the very first time at Sandals in St. Vincent and the Grenadines? There's a lot to unpack here.
For sure. So we do have some of our guest favorites, right? So before jumping into the new ones, we do have Gatsu Gatsu, which is a Japanese izakaya concept, which is, we have one other one, which is at Sandals Royal Curacao. We do have Isola, which is a pizza concept. We have our famous Jerk Shack, which is, you know, is amazing and stays in line with our other Jerk Shacks. But one amazing thing about St. Vincent is the almost endless supply of breadfruit. So we should have breadfruit there at all times. Moving around, we've got swim-up bars, we've got beach bars, we've got Butch's Island Chop House, which we know our guests love, which is great. And Bloom, which is our coffee concept that was launched at Sandals Dunn's River. Brema, which is another ice cream and coffee concept that was at Sandals in the Grill. So there are some new concepts that it's, you know, might be the second one that we have in the company. But to answer your question, there are some new features that are here and really showcasing the Caribbean, and not just the Caribbean, but more specifically St. Vincent. So in that collection, you've got Parasol, which is a beach club. It's open for breakfast and then all day up until sunset. And it's got a kitchen, a bar, dining space, lounge space next to the dining space with a hard floor, lounge space with, you know, with your feet in the sand. It's got a pool that's included and connection to the beach and the water. So it's really got a lot of these components that we love about a good beach club. And it's not, you know, it's focused on during the day. We've got amazing just like pipe music that's in there with a curated list that it's been selected for in there. So amazing vibes. Breakfast and then into the all day is a mix of, you know, we like to say clean eats, right? So it's healthy food. It's not over, you know, we're not trying too hard on them. It's really just showcasing ingredients, things that people would love to eat while they're, you know, waking up and staring at the water, or they're in their bathing suit and a cover up, or if they're just in their bathing suit, you know, poolside. And then there's also local dishes, right? So David, we want to talk about a couple of the local dishes that we're serving in
sure, Parasol? Absolutely. So we were very much inspired by a lot of the breakfast morning time dishes that we saw around the island as we go. So that one of the mains that we just, everyone seems to love because of the flavors and the history behind it is a dish called Doubles, right? You can find that in the markets. You can find them in street side stands. But essentially, it's a chickpea curry or a chickpea chana with lots of local spices and flavors and put inside of a what's called a barra dough, right? It's almost like it kind of looks like a taco shell, but it's made out of with turmeric and flour. But you use it like a vessel, like a taco, completely vegan, and just these explosive flavors with cucumber, chutney, and scotch bonnet mango sauce. So it has heat, it cools off, it's got spice to it, and it's a great way to kind of a really light, flavorful breakfast to start with. The also on that dish is a traditional local dish called salt bakes with salt fish. So we were inspired by the local delicacy, the local dish here. And so we have a version of salt fish and bakes on the breakfast menu and all day menu. And we also have found a really incredible, soft, almost pillowy bite called puluri, which is a chickpea flour fritter, also served with like a mango chutney. So these are really trying to bring these flavors of the island to the resort for those who may not be able to get off or the resort and go experience them for themselves. And so really, we want everyone to kind of start their day really feeling what the island has to offer.
I'm hungry just listening to all of this amazing food, and it's being so descriptive, that's for sure. I want to jump into Emoro. Can someone tell me about Emoro and that concept? Am I saying it right?
Well, you are saying that right. Just before doing that, just the cocktail program over at Parasol is a big part of it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we cannot forget the cocktails.
Yeah, we cannot forget about the drinks. We are in the Caribbean, right? So it was really fun to put together the beverage program and really the flavors. We're really close to the birthplace of rum. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of rum elixirs and concoctions on the menu. But also we took a lot of inspiration from international beach clubs, right? So, you know, and these beach clubs are restaurants that sit on a beach with a beautiful setting that offer sophisticated sipping, spritzes and whatnot, from an Aperol spritz to a limoncello spritz. Working, you know, we can't forget our favorites of the blended cocktails either, you know, the pina coladas and the strawberry daiquiris, but to enhance that experience with the pina coladas, adding a shot of Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee to it. So that mixture of coffee and coconut is just, it's very unique. It's not something that you would traditionally go out and see or order, but once you have it, it's a really wow factor.
Love it. Like I said, I'm hungry and thirsty now just thinking about all of these new dining concepts going on at Sandals, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. So Emoro, let's jump into that and talk about that new concept and what that entails.
Definitely. So Emoro is another one of the new concepts to the brand. It is salads and more, right? So we're focusing on salads and more, but the bowls specifically. And it shares a space and counter with Isola, which is the pizzeria. So it's great. It's right at the beach. So, you know, if you don't want to go and sit down in Parasol at one of the tables or go into any of the Jerk Shack, if you're there on the beach and you want something that's fresh, flavorful, made just for you, you know, you walk in and there's different preset bowls that, you know, the full culinary teams have come up with combinations, but it's about eating fresh, healthy, local ingredients when possible. Obviously, bringing in whatever we can that really is needed for there. And those bowls, like we said, it's right next to the beach. So you can go in there, get a small Napolitan style pizza, and or you can get a delicious salad or a bowl.
Light bites. We love that. Scrimshaw is another one of those newer concepts. Describe that for us.
Correct. Well, Scrimshaw is unique to this island. It's really special to showcase the seafood. So the location of St. Vincent is, you know, far in the Eastern Caribbean. It's right, you know, just between Barbados, St. Lucia, and Grenada. It's on the border of the Caribbean and the Atlantic. So there are deep waters. So there's great fish here and seafood. So, you know, our exec chair really wanted that space to be a seafood restaurant that's really showcasing what we can. So there are, we actually have some live tanks in there for a first time for the brand, which there's an 8-month lobster season. So 8 months out of the year, we'll have lobsters in there. And then conch is actually featured year round here, which is not common in most of the islands. So it's really, really special that that's year round. So there'll be conch and lobsters in these tanks. The menu for Scrimshaw itself is built as shareable. So there, the menu says small and large in there. So it's, you know, if someone's in there and they want to try a bunch of different bites, they can. But if, you know, someone would like to eat, you know, their own food and more the traditional a la carte app entree style, they can do that. It's very easy to navigate the menu where it's small. You kind of treat that like an appetizer, and large, kind of treat that like an entree. And then maybe you get something to share in the middle instead of a side. You know, there's no side dishes. And then what's featured on there is conch. So it's called Scrimshaw because, you know, we've seen these beautiful carvings in shells here and other materials. So it's really beautiful stuff. And we've seen, you know, knife handles made, we've seen spoons and pins and you know, all kinds of trinkets, which is really, really beautiful work. And it was just inspiring, you know, to really showcase that for the locals. So this conch section being year round is something that we really thought would be fun with doing. It's an elevated, you know, more upscale in plating style and dining style. So some of the conch dishes, you know, it might be approachable flavor or recognizable flavors, but in a creative way. So maybe the conch fritter and the
sure, yes,
the rice
dinner only restaurant in an upscale manner. So there's some really fun, playful touches. You know, conch fritter is obviously a dish that everyone is very familiar, and it's a very recognizable bite. The way we're doing it has more of a what we're calling a liquid center. You know, typically it's more doughy, but what we do is we make that base and put gelatin into it, so we can mold it into a ball and then batter it again, so that when you fry it, the center liquefies and the gelatin turns back into liquid. So it's almost biting into a curried conch chowder as a bite. So just a really fun, playful way of taking something recognizable and giving it a really fun wow factor. And then having a coconut rice dish. And you know, the young green coconuts are everywhere on the island. So we're actually using the coconut as the vessel to hold the rice into it. So another really fun, playful way to enjoy and to share a coconut rice is use your spoon to get down into the bottom of the coconut and really scoop some of that soft coconut jelly and incorporate that into the rice, and topping that with some grilled conch and a shatambeni chimichurri and tamarind sauce. So it has this really amazing flavors and layers of flavors between acidic and creamy, and a fun, playful vessel that's edible and delicious.
Just to hear you describe that, the attention to detail that's going on here with some of these dishes is just unprecedented.
To speak on beverage at Scrimshaw, you know, hearing all about that, we really want to showcase the seafood and the ingredient itself. So the drinking is very sophisticated and simple at the same time. Working with, you know, fresh juice, lime juice, working with different types of spirits, like a Cointreau, for example, making like a really nice fresh lime ricky. So you get this lime orange flavor that is very straightforward, but again, doesn't steal the show away from one of those nice dishes that the culinary team has put together.
Finally, there's a final concept, a new concept, and that would be what, Luke?
That's Bukan. So Bukan is something that it's a concept we've been dreaming about and really, really wanting to do. It's got a lot of firsts for the brand. So it's our first solid fuel cooking. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. It's our first family style, the first set menu. And it's honestly, it's our first St. Vincent only concept. Go figure on that one. And what this is, it's an invitation to showcase the island to our guests in this warm, welcoming environment. And the team that's there you know, when you get invited, you know, when you make your reservation, you have a 15-minute window to arrive for your seating. It's all tables of eight. So you will be seating with people that you've just met there or met on your trip. And you'll sit next to whoever you're traveling with, obviously. But when you go in, you know, you're going to meet the team. You're going to walk over and you'll see this wood-burning hearth with food that's cooking in there. And we got a couple bites for you before you sit down, a welcome drink, you know, before you sit down. And then there's going to be all kinds of delicious, unique flavors that were created for here specifically. And you might not get a 100% authentic dish, but when it comes to the techniques, the dishes themselves that we've tasted, you know, whether it's, you know, going to our favorite little, you know, roti place in Kingstown, or it's going to a favorite seafood place, you know, just down the road, or going to Union Island or Mayro or Beckway and to those spots, there, you know, we've tasted all these different flavors and ingredients. And it might be us, you know, working with the local team here on how do you traditionally eat this? When you go on a river cook and you know, river cook or cook up is a thing here in St. Vincent, where, you know, your family and friends get together. There's a ton of rivers that, you know, St. Vincent is mountainous. It's beautiful. It's very lush, and there's rivers everywhere and waterfalls everywhere. So you kind of go up, and then when you're walking up there, you start, you know, picking out, you know, fruits and veggies and herbs and flavors. And then, you know, maybe crawfish or fish or goat, you know, that you're going along the way, and then you find your spot, and you put some palm fronds down, and, you know, some banana leaves down on the ground, and you make this beautiful pot, and it's a one pot kind of experience. And that's this, you know, it inspired us in a lot of different ways in working with the team. So, you know, that's not the experience we're giving you. That's the inspiration, right? So there are, you know, a ton of different seasonings and sauces and chutneys that are being served. And when you sit down, we're going to just start bringing things to the table. You know, it'll be, you know, the local chana, but usually that's served as doubles. But instead, it's going to be with a cassava bread, and it's going to be with breadfruit chips and charred dasheen and you know, all the, and plantain, like sort of tostones, but a local flavor or version of that, right? And then as the meal progresses, there's not courses. As soon as something's ready to clear, then we'll bring something new in, right? So there's different proteins and everything, and whether it's a whole fish cooked in banana leaves, it's curried lamb or curried goat, chicken skewers that have been marinated in the local green seasoning, which is famous for spiralized pineapples or a mango chutney crisp, the local Frisco ice cream. You know, there's so many awesome different ways to feature this island, and it's such a warm, welcome environment that's just fun, and it inspires the guests to converse and share and taste new things. And, you know, maybe someone on the other end of the table tries a new flavor combination. Oh, try the five finger fruit with the goat seasoning. Oh my God, it's, you know, there's this explosion, flavor explosion. It's amazing, right? And then you got to try it. Oh, I just tried this over here, right? And there's all this fun interaction of just people. You know, that what's the saying that if you want to get into you want to learn about a culture, you do it through food. I don't know if that's the exact quote, but it's something along those lines. And it's the stories that are going with it, right? So a lot of the whole team that's here is from this local area. So there's a lot of ties to the local community that's in there.
Truly exotic and local, as you mentioned, Luke. I want to shift our focus for just a second. We've talked so much about food and a little bit about the beverages, but the Three Jewels Rum Bar is really intriguing. How is the Three Jewels Rum Bar unique and different?
I think it really is going to be the first rum bar in the Caribbean that not only, of course, we get to travel island by drinking different rums from different islands and different styles of rum, because you've got French, you've got English, you've got Spanish, you've also got global, right? So you're going to be able to travel around the islands on an island, which is a lot of fun. And we know we really dive deep into curating that list for the guests. And as we are over here in the Eastern Caribbean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we're really close to the birthplace of rum in Barbados. And so we've really hand-selected a lot of those Eastern Caribbean rums. Just north of us is Martinique, which has a very unique style of rum called Rum Agricole. So from a product standpoint, you're gonna be able to travel the island, which is the islands of the Caribbean, which is fantastic. But beyond that, we're also gonna be, you know, playing records live. You know, we've got a vinyl player. So technically we understand it as we're gonna be one of the first hi-fi bars in the Caribbean. But what's amazing about that is that the history of records and vinyl in the Caribbean is so long. I mean, the original DJ, right? The idea of the DJ comes by way of Jamaica. And so we're really putting that out there. So not only do you get to come in and taste and sip through the islands, but you're going to be able to hear this music from this hi-fi level. And we went out and curated vinyls from Jamaica, you know, old reggae to calypso to soca, which is more played here in the local, you know, the local setting in the Eastern Caribbean. But then also, you know, we still need to make it modern as well. So there's going to be some of those modern hits that people all know from the Americas and from the rest of the world. So we're really touching on a lot of different senses. You know, we get to touch your ears a little bit. You get a visual to see this beautiful bar. It's tropical. It's a little house, like a little villa set in the middle of the resort. So you really get to transport yourself into this special place that's located right in the heart of Sandals St. Vincent.
So the vinyl collection that's in there spans over 8 decades. So we have, you know, we've collected vinyls that go back to the early 50s, calypso, soca, and in that direction, which is in reggae, some original first pressings, all the way up until some of the modern hits and popular reggae and dancehall music as well, which is great.
We're talking to Michael, David, and Luke here on the Sandals Palmcast. How does the food and beverage program differ from the traditional all-inclusive concept at Sandals St. Vincent and Grenadines? Is this a turning point for how guests are going to dine during their stay at Sandals Resorts?
We'd like to think so. I mean, our guests, you know, they come to our resorts and they love all their food and their drink. And we, you know, we're trying to make sure that there's a unique experience as well as some of that, those flavors of comfort that they can get, the recognizable items, so that, you know, people are, if you're coming here for 2 days, which no one is, you know, you want to come in and you know, only eat the best and the most local thing that you can't get back home and then get out. But that's not the case. People are, you know, our guests are coming here for a week. So they want to try new things, but sometimes they also do want that little comfort, right? So like the beach club does have a burger, right? Like there's a fun tropical twist to it, but there is that there. There is the pizza. There is the chop house. There is some Japanese, some Italian food. So there is that recognizability. But the new concepts that are coming in are a reason to book Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines over some of the other properties, is to try something new. It's for the more adventurous, the ones that want a different experience from the different islands and the different resorts they pop into.
Okay, I'm going to put you all on the spot. These are the tough questions. Hidden gems, dining gems that you would recommend from an insider's perspective. No one knows this as well as you three. So what is not to miss? Let's just go through each of you. What can, if people book St. Vincent and the Grenadines, they can't miss blank. What is it?
We're talking on property?
I'm talking on property, dining gems.
We've been talking about Bukan. I think that, you know, that would be, to me, the quintessential experience is coming in, tasting, you know, breadfruit that's been roasted in the embers with the local chana and which is the curried chickpea out of a river rock that's been, you know, piping hot, you know, in the fire, and just, it's so simple, but it's very specific to hear. And that menu itself is gluten-free, it's dairy-free, so it's lactose intolerant friendly. And other than three of the dishes, it is vegan, actually. Mm-hmm. Other than the fish, the chicken, and the lamb, it is completely vegan. I'm sorry, except for the ice cream that we serve at dessert, which makes it vegetarian, not vegan. To me, that's like the best experience that's going to make me personally book here.
David, Michael, how about you guys? Yeah.
I think from what we're seeing so far from the reaction of the staff as we're testing through these concepts and dishes, the overwhelming favorite, and if we're seeing this from the feedback from the staff and the locals, the guests will fall in line as well. But I'm going to call it right now, the doubles at Parasol for breakfast and all day will be one of the not to miss dishes and the ones that people will come back at least once a day to have a double. It's a magical bite that is really showcases the island and something super unique. And even if you've had them before, you can honestly say this is the best double I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm definitely in line with Chef David. My go-to is going to be breakfast at Parasol Beach Club. It's local. But then there's also these little elegant touches. We're doing a nice eggs Florentine with which is traditionally a Benedict with spinach. We're doing it with the local leaf, the callaloo, that I just love it. You know, you get some tropical fruit down, and then, you know, we've got a couple little highlights of some morning beverages as well. Not only is it a mimosa or a Bloody Mary, but we're doing a little, there's a lot of guava on the island. And we're taking like a guava marmalade that you normally like spread on bread in the morning, but we're mixing that into a cocktail. It's super bright. And so I'm going to be sitting at Parasol Beach Club in the mornings, just taking in the water and tasting all those yummy, clean, fresh flavors.
Wonderful recommendations. Real quick, as we wrap up here, the Palmcast, three words to describe Sandal St. Vincent and the Grenadines food program from each of you. Just three words. I know it's tough to encapsulate in three words, but if you can do it, let's try.
I'll start. I'm going to say authentic, warm, and fun.
I also think welcoming, extremely flavorful. I know that's two words. Flavorful and clean.
And Luke?
They've definitely used some of the words I was going to use. So I'll go with healthy, local, and flavorful. Actually, tasty. I'm going to go with tasty.
Tasty.
There's tasties out there.
We love tasty. Michael, David, and Luke, thank you so much for joining us here on the Sandals Palmcast, lending your expertise to our Palmcast listeners about some of the exotic flavors and experiences that are going to be happening at Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Thanks for joining us on the Palmcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe to be notified when the next series drops. And remember, love is all you need because everything else is included.